Don't worry about it.
You guys ran into each other at Burn.
Yes.
We were talking about this last week. Just the class. Have you been doing it a long
yes,
time?
Yes. So I first started when they opened in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And then I stopped for a while. And then when they opened in the Valley, I started going again. It's a great workout. Have you been?
I haven't. I want to go.
I tried to get her to sign up for the class that you and I went to.
It's a great workout.
I'm going to go on a weekend, I think, with you.
Sunday 9:30, yeah. Hugo, the best.
She's obsessed. I'm Hugo going at 8 on
but
Sunday.
But you guys, what time did you guys run into each other? 8:15?
8:15.
See, that's too early for me. I can't.
9:30 is good.
Yeah.
9:30. 10:45
yeah, this is your
too.
Workout, buddy. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Late 8:15 yeah. is you've been pushing up.
10:45 is a nice option as well.
Yeah. It gets really hot in there, though, at 10:45. It gets disgusting in there.
Oh. Yeah.
8:15 is pushing. I'd step out.
Yeah. Well, I have a fan now. I carry
this little bitch. A little fan. Fan.
Stop.
I bring a little
solar
fan.
Powered?
No, solar powered.
She charges it.
I charge it. It's battery powered.
Stop
because
it.
I have rosacea and the heat get flares up my rosacea. So I have my little fan just to keep blowing on my face.
But doesn't it go back down once you're cool?
No, because it causes, like, you can see I have
blood
a little
vessels.
Flare up right here. Oh. It causes, like, little bumps.
Oh.
Oh.
I have some of that, yeah. I think. But like more in like around the nose, you know? And then they say spicy food, heat, mm-hmm. all the things I love.
Right.
Don't do it. Hot shower. I mean, yeah, basically heat and spice.
Yeah.
And alcohol.
Yeah. I had to quit red wine.
Did you?
Because like when I drink red wine,
killer.
My face goes bright red.
Really?
It's a killer.
How long have you been off the red?
6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you drink at all?
I do rosé.
Yeah.
I like
that's
my
all?
Rosé.
You look so good.
Thank
I think
you.
You've been like in a cryo chamber. Like,
isn't it
like
weird?
Anti-aging.
No.
Isn't it weird
we were just talking about her? Literally.
We were talking about
we were talking
you
about
last
you.
Week. For, Friday. Yeah.
What
she's
were
like,
you
like,
saying?
What were you saying?
God.
I don't know. I brought you
I
up.
I have no idea.
I brought you up. And we were
talking
were,
about
then,
Dexter and Luca.
And then, oh yeah, which I want to chat with you about. But, and you were like, she looks so good. And she were like, how old is she? And I'm like, I don't know, but she looks the exact same.
Yeah, I know.
As,
I'm 53.
I mean,
53.
Drop it like it's
hello.
Hot.
I'm just dropping
just
it.
Killing
you
it.
Know what? I'm proud.
Killing
fuck
it.
Yeah. If I look like that, I'd be like, I'm 90. You're like, literally. You're frozen in time.
Thank
frozen.
You.
No, like not like
but
frozen.
Not in a bad way.
Not in a science project type of way.
Not in a curated way.
It's really good genetics. Like I don't really do a lot.
Yeah.
Like I stopped doing Botox like 5 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I had done a lot of Botox through the years.
Yeah.
And you do reach a point where you have to stop because like it started dropping my brow.
Yep.
And
it like doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. And I metabolize it too quickly.
So it was having like the opposite effect almost.
It just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to stop that.
Yeah.
I face tape instead at night.
Like, Do you?
I tape my forehead.
Just the forehead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I do either a tape forehead or a silicone patch on the forehead. And then, I like the silicone patches under the eyes at night because it keeps pressure so you don't swell so much.
You look like you just got a fresh dose in the forehead.
I've been hearing more and more people that have stopped doing Botox and actually all of them look good. I think there is something to that at a point.
I don't see a difference when I do it.
Yeah. It's, I feel a difference because I do get headaches. And so I like it like in the front.
Oh,
but, you know,
yeah.
I just deal with the headaches now.
So you're,
I have done salmon sperm.
Okay.
The polynucleotides.
Okay.
Love.
Topically
love.
Or injected?
Injected.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And topically. I mean, give me all the sperm.
Yeah. I haven't done that one. I did
load
the
on your face.
I think you need to do it too. The PRFM. I don't know if you've done that
one.
I like that. Have you done it?
I've done the PDRN.
Oh.
The polynucleotides.
Okay.
PRFM.
PDRN. Injected?
PDRN, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Especially around the eyes because it helps with creepiness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the, I think it's Profilo.
Yes.
The 5 points on the face.
Wait, so this Russian injector I went to probably 10, plus years ago had it before it was like FDA approved in the US.
It's not really FDA approved.
Oh, was it still not?
I don't think so.
Oh, so, but you do it.
Yes.
So oh, okay. And what?
Because the Koreans do it. So I do whatever the Koreans do.
Is it a collagen enhancer?
No. Well, the polynucleotides work with your DNA to like retrain your DNA to act younger. Yeah. Is how I understand it.
Okay.
And the Profilo, it goes right just under the skin and it just kind of gives you a glow and a boost.
I need to look into it. I'm like ready.
You're
now.
So hot.
Cuddy's like, was so excited to run into you.
I know. You look
it
great.
Really was meant to be. Thank so, okay. You. I don't know if you know that you have a younger fan club now in like the 13 to 15 year old boy range.
Yes.
Oh, you know,
I am aware because my nephew, when he was about 14, 15, started watching Dexter.
Okay.
And yeah.
How old is he now?
He's 16, 17.
Okay. Oh, so it's not just like the last few years. Like it's that demo. It's that age kid.
It started because what I think.
Okay.
It happened because Netflix put Dexter on.
Okay.
And so that's when I started seeing an influx in my Instagram DMs.
Because it was originally HBO?
Showtime. Wait a minute. And Netflix licensed it and put it on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now it's off.
I think
off
it would be on Paramount.
Well, then they took it off and put it, I think this past summer.
Yeah.
And put it back on Paramount because of the new.
Aren't they coming out with
Dexter Resurrection.
Oh, yes.
They just finished it. Yeah. I haven't seen one episode of Dexter.
Aww.
So that means I just like you for you.
Thank you.
I have. It's great. When did the last season wrap?
Oof. The original
series? That you were on.
I mean, I was 33 when we did the pilot.
Yeah.
So.
But it went for how, but like.
It did eight seasons.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Substantial.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I started noticing like, I love going to the mall.
Yeah.
And like, I'd be like an Abercrombie.
Yeah. And,
like, all the teen workers in there, like the salespeople would be like, are you Rita?
Rita.
Who did you play in Dexter?
Rita.
I don't know. I've never seen that episode.
I was his wife. Well, girlfriend wife.
Yeah. You became the wife, right?
Yeah.
Do you know he was killing people?
Mm-mm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Never found out.
I love it. Wait, this is also fascinating. So, do you still keep in contact with Michael C. Hall?
I mean, I see him. He doesn't live on the West Coast. So,
okay.
Like we see each other at different events and stuff.
So interesting.
Yeah. And same with Jennifer. Like we have a big Dexter reunion coming up in Tampa at a convention.
Yeah.
So everyone will be there except Michael. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of conventions, I was just thinking about when I went to the London with you guys.
Yes.
I think that was the first time I met you.
Yes.
How old were you then? I can't even remember. You know what year that was?
I must have been, I was still married to my first husband. So it like late 20s?
Yeah.
Early
what was the
30s?
Convention?
Late 20s.
It was for Buffy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were on Buffy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buffy and Angel.
And it's crazy, these
You've
conventions.
You've cornered that market, haven't you?
I have.
These conventions really are insane. People were like crazy for her.
Oh, yeah. Those two, Buffy and Angel, those are cult-like followings, like fan bases.
I've been very lucky to be a part of like two iconic shows
that are still legacies.
Yeah, that are still in the zeitgeist that people still reference and
but
talk about.
But you don't do these conventions anymore,
By the way,
that's why you stopped doing Botox?
That picture of me is exactly what I look like in the morning before I wake up.
Before you take your tape off?
I would frame that and just be like, remind my husband, like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you would do more of those, like once a year or something? Not always in London, but...
Yeah, I tend to do more now.
Really?
Than I did back then.
Interesting.
Just because there's more conventions now.
That's so crazy.
Like, and it's not, now it's more pop culture. Like it's everything.
Like, do you go to Comic-Con?
San Diego Comic-Con?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because that one is very, industry.
Okay.
Like it's more like you're taken there with your show and it's not so much personal.
Yeah.
I do a lot of the ones like in Tampa. It's called it's called Scaradice. They changed the name
Scaradice.
Of it.
Scaradice. You should stay with Connie's parents next time you go to
you
Tampa.
Would love it. Okay. They're great.
Have them come visit me at the convention.
It'll be a real treat for you.
But back to your new demo, or not so new demo. Yes. Do you like that these, I mean, it's definitely male boys that are really into the show. Is that like fun for you? Then now you have like a younger audience?
It's very flattering and it's very fun.
Yeah.
Except I always worry that they're going to be disappointed when they see me in person.
Oh my God, no.
Because I'm so much older.
Oh my God, no.
Stop. No, they're still mewing over you.
They're still checking your Instagram page currently.
I mean, I do get asked to prom a lot.
Stop.
And I'm kind of, and it makes me laugh because Stop I'm it. Like, I'm probably older than your mom.
You look like, half
could you imagine
the age.
If I showed up and I was like, sure, I'll go to prom with you.
Stop like, it. That would be, what would you do? You're like, hello.
I kind of want to do it, but
I know. I was just going to say that would be the best reality show.
I know. But then there's like, I'd be like a grandma in there at the prom.
No. Oh my God, what do you even do at prom?
I have no idea.
I went to 5 proms in high school.
I bet it's a lot of selfies.
Did you go to prom?
Yeah. But I just mean like, what were we even doing? Like not necessarily dancing all night.
No, we were sneaking away and drinking.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I wasn't dancing at all.
Yeah.
But there's no drinking in there. So it's like, what
like
is anyone really doing?
You wait for the after prom.
Yeah, exactly. Or the pre-prom.
You pre-game and then you after game.
Oh. Get back into your white stretch limo.
I don't think kids today do that.
No, they're all just
no. They're
eggs.
Not even drinking, really.
They're not even, no.
They're not dating in the same way.
No, and they're not driving.
Yeah, they're not driving. Does your nephew live in LA?
I have 2 nephews that live in San Diego and a nephew that lives here and a niece as well.
Okay.
Here.
So they're all teenagers-ish.
Yeah.
So you're kind of aware of it's just how different it is. I feel like when we were growing up, everyone was so concerned, and maybe when I say everyone, girls, all the girls were so concerned with having a boyfriend and being like in a relationship. And now it doesn't seem so much that way in a good way. I love it because it's kind of, it was kind of a waste of time, I think.
Yes.
Not to have like a boy or like a girl, but it really consumed me more than I needed it to, I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And now there just doesn't seem that same push for them, which I like. And maybe it's because maybe that's the silver lining of social media, because you feel like you have access in a different way.
Yeah.
But I worry about that too. My kids don't have it yet. Social media.
How old are they?
Luca will be 14 next week.
Oh, wow.
He just got his phone. So I'm like rolling out things.
God.
Yeah. I think
life has begun for him.
I think it's good to wait. I mean, listen, I don't have kids. Who am I to speak?
Yeah.
But I think the longer you can hold off on social media for children, the better, because it is a dangerous landscape.
Yeah.
And there are safety controls and all of that. But I mean, I see it like I've been on the receiving end of you know, bad things on social media.
Oh my gosh,
and so
I'm sure.
I think it's just better to let kids be kids for as long as possible.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you do when you have somebody writing weird shit to you? You just like ignore or block, or like, what do you do?
It just depends.
Yeah.
It depends.
Uh-huh.
If it's really scary stuff,
okay, yeah,
you know, then I report it.
Okay.
If it's like
just rude or something,
I block.
Yeah.
I'm big on the block
Me
button.
Too.
Like I just
I can't
feel
just
like,
ignore. I need to block. I need to do something.
I feel like if it's also, it's my right. It's my social media.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to follow me. And I just feel like people like to be mean and say rude things because they're hiding behind, a computer screen or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, they wouldn't say that to my face.
Do you think you've always had thick skin in regards to that? Or have you sort of like gotten better at letting it roll off? Because I'm so sensitive. I'd be like, delete my profile.
Oh, no. I was competitive figure skater growing up and then being an actress. I mean, I have pretty thick skin. Like
okay.
I have,
yeah.
I'm pretty much like, you know, that's your issue.
Yeah. I love that. Do you still skate ever?
No.
No.
I took my niece recently.
But so you can skate, but you're not like, like triple indie or whatever you do. That's crazy. So when did you stop skating?
I officially retired at the age of 16.
Oh my gosh.
But I got injured at 13.
Ugh.
Really bad.
And where did you grow up?
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's always the Northeast.
that's my mom
did that too. Yeah.
She was there's from more sophisticated activities.
Hey, I guess so.
Well, it's winter.
It seems, yeah.
We also, the reason why we started was there was an ice rink in the mall. And my mom was a bit of a shopaholic. And so it was kind of like free babysitting for her. Like she could drop us off at the rink and then go shop and then pick us up. So
brilliant.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Totally.
So before we were recording, you were, I want to get into this. Just, I want to, you said that you don't want your anxiety to go away because it, you like having a little bit of anxiety. And I just want to know what is the thought behind that?
Well, who would I be without it?
Yeah.
Like it's a part of me.
Yeah. But do you find, so you don't pay, you don't have the propensity to panic with your anxiety? Because Cottie and I talk about this often.
It depends. It depends.
Okay.
Do you remember a couple, like, I think it was like, was it last year we had that hurricane warning?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or maybe last year or the year before, it was like there was a hurricane that was going to hit Los Angeles.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, I filled up so much water.
So you're proactive.
I did everything.
Yeah. Oh, so you were like ready to go.
I was ready.
Oh, so it was like, it was productive for you.
Very productive. Because you're like, or it was a waste of time.
Because it didn't really,
I mean, it rained a little bit. It wasn't, you know.
I must have been under a rock when that hurricane warning came because I'm like just not up on, I don't remember that. But,
I don't either.
Okay. Right?
You guys don't remember that?
No.
I don't, but I believe you.
Yeah, no, there was like this it was going to be a hurricane. And so I went and stocked up on water. My husband was laughing at me. And I was like, no, we need to be prepared. Hurricane's coming.
I've been in so many hurricanes that I don't even bat an eye.
Really?
Oh, no, in Florida.
Yeah.
And even when my parents are in like an evacuation zone, they're like, no, they hunker down.
Really?
They never leave. The last hurricane that hit Florida, that was really bad.
That was really bad.
They stayed.
I watched it unfold on TikTok. Like I went to the TikTok and I'm not a TikToker. And I went
to TikTok
to watch all the news coverage.
Yeah, that's funny.
The live coverage of people hunkering down and
My husband went through a panic stage where we have like a lot. We have a whole Yeti full of penicillin.
Oh,
that's interesting.
I would never take it now. It's been in our garage for like 2 years.
That was a weird one. That was a weird buy.
That was very weird. But he was also watching The Last of Us.
Yeah.
So it was triggering.
Yeah.
But I read a book once about people with anxiety. They talked about like a herd of animals or no, maybe it wasn't animals, but it was like Neanderthals or scavengers. Like it was like when people were like, this was hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And the ones with anxiety were always on the outskirts. And the ones like on their toes, warning the dopes in the center, you know, to be like, hey, you.
The people with anxiety were the more like safe ones and cautious because they were
totally. And they're like,
out.
Hey, coyotes are coming.
Yeah.
You know, like they were the ones that were.
No, there is positive to it, but I don't hear people say that often. So to me, that actually is interesting. I'm like, oh, maybe it is positive.
It makes me human too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I think we're so, especially in Los Angeles, everybody is so into, I don't know if it's striving for like perfection of themselves. And what that does is you become over-therapized and then you become kind of bland.
Yeah.
So...
because everyone's trying to neutralize
everything.
And level everything.
It's true. You should try to correct like...
And
the
I'm not
one
against,
distinction you have.
I'm not against therapy at all.
Yes.
I've been through it. I love it.
Yeah.
But I think just owning a little bit of your anxiety and just, you know.
Yeah. I like that.
Like learning to live with it.
I'm into that mentality. I'm going to.
Isn't it messed up that I'm like, if I could take a pill to fix it or like just take the edge off, like just.
That's what wine's for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what rosé is for.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'd rather
wait,
do that.
So Julie's wearing an Aura. Where's yours?
She has hers on.
Oh, shit. I didn't see it.
Yours looks new, though.
She just started it.
I love it.
Can you tell me a little bit about why you love it? Ron, my husband, just got one. And so many people I know have one and swear by it. But what are your, like...
Okay, so I also have an Apple Watch. I love...
Tracking.
I love tracking.
Okay.
I have a scale that does, like...
With the
bone density.
Yeah.
I do, and all that.
Yeah.
I love stats. Yeah. I love...
I love it.
It's the best.
I love checking it. Yeah. I don't know what it means.
Okay.
But I love knowing, like, did I have a good sleep last night?
Do you wake up and the first thing I
That's
do, I'm
the
like,
first thing
check
I do.
All my stats.
Yeah.
But do you already feel or know if you did or didn't get a good night's sleep?
No, sometimes it fools you.
It does.
What I have noticed is, so recently I started hormone replacement therapy.
Okay.
Perimenopause, menopause. Yeah. I'm at that age.
Yeah.
And prior to starting that, my sleep score was really bad.
Okay.
Even though I felt like I was getting good sleep.
This is happening. I feel like it's starting to happen to me too.
Yeah. So my heart rate, my HRV, my heart rate variable was really low.
That freaks me
out. It was really low.
How low?
It was like 17 to 20. It was really low. Oof. And then I started, I'm 3.5 months in on HRT. And my sleep score now is at 50. Or my HRV is at 50.
That's high. No.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Mine's
like 41.
Yeah.
Are they giving you like a multitude of things, or is it just progesterone and estrogen? Like,
Just right now doing estrogen and progesterone.
Okay.
I'm afraid of the testosterone.
Yeah.
That's not the one to be afraid of.
Well,
what's the one to be afraid of?
Progesterone tweaks with me more than any of them.
So I was seeing a functional medicine doctor a couple years ago, and she suggested, because my testosterone was a little low, she suggested I take DHEA, and which is a supplement that helps kind of support your testosterone levels. And I broke out in acne like I was a teenager. Like, it was bad.
Testosterone's the root of all acne.
Yeah.
Root. Yeah. That's the driving hormone in everyone that causes acne, men and women.
Weird. I didn't know that.
Because women's testosterone drops as they age, and that's why you don't see older women with acne.
Yeah, right.
But like bodybuilders, and they have like zits all over.
Really?
Yeah.
So now are you sleeping like a little baby?
I sleep so well now.
Because it's the progesterone. Do you take it at night?
Yeah. And it's very low dose. Very low dose.
Is it oral or patch?
Oral.
Yeah.
Oral progesterone patch for estrogen. But I am, because I had an IUD with progesterone. Oh my God, this is so
cool.
Like, I had an IUD with progesterone.
Tell us. We liked all this info. Yeah.
And when I had it in my late 40s and around like 48, 49, it was almost like overnight I gained 30 pounds.
What?
And
do you have a picture?
I do.
And what's wrong with me? If you don't mind, send us one.
I want to see you.
She likes it before and after.
And I felt like my body was just out of control. And it was because I was becoming progesterone dominant because my estrogen was bouncing all over the place, right? And so I removed the IUD and like I lost 10 pounds like almost overnight taking the IUD out.
See, I talked to someone about hormones and they said, you need to get an IUD before we can give you estrogen patches. And I was like, I'm not going back into that. I'm not getting an IUD again.
I don't think that's true. But so wait, why now is the progesterone not having that effect on you?
Because it's very low dose.
Gotcha.
It's very low dose.
Gotcha.
And I'm also supplementing it with estrogen. So the balance is better. It's all about balance versus...
So I wonder if the estrogen is the one responsible for your HRV. I'm sure it is.
I think it that and the be. Progesterone also helps you sleep.
Yeah.
So...
Well, that's true. But estrogen is directly linked to your heart.
Yeah. So I was managing all my menopause symptoms using supplements. Mm-hmm. Huh. And I was doing a great job at managing it, except my sleep score was really bad. And then I would say in like February, March, I started having like elevated heart rate, couldn't sleep, like horrible insomnia.
Yeah.
Nonstop, like my brain was like on fire at night in the bed.
Yeah.
My heart was pounding. Yeah. My blood pressure went up, and I've always had low blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I let that, and I started having like really bad hot flashes, like horrible. Like I would just be like sweating. And I let it go on for about 8 weeks. And then I went to see my doctor and she's like, it's time to
start the protocol.
It's time.
So now,
within 2 weeks, all of that went away. Ugh. Blood pressure went back down to normal. Everything.
That's amazing.
That is comforting.
And I was so afraid of it because, you know, I was afraid of gaining weight because I am sensitive to, like, every time I've been on birth control or anything.
It really messes with you.
But at the same time, you have to outweigh the benefits. Yeah. And there's so much research about how it's better for your brain and better for your heart and just better for longevity. So
hormones are?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the plan? Like, I don't know.
This is exactly what I was going to ask.
Yeah, like
long
term.
Yeah.
So
long
game. I think like 10 years you're on it and then what? You can go off of it.
But then you're okay. Then you're okay. Yeah, that's what I don't get.
That's what. Same here. I'm
I
like,
think so.
Yeah. Like after you kind
by
of
time,
make it
by
through.
By the time you get there, they'll figure it out.
You're right. You're right. By the way, there's so many good things in the pipeline that like we're all going to benefit from.
I mean,
from.
You guys are younger than me. So yeah. By the time you get there, they'll have
always,
it all figured
but
out.
But we're always like, and then what? And then what?
And then what?
And then
yeah.
What? Like, it's so dumb. I mean, it's not because big picture, I always want to know like, okay, well, this will fix that for now. And then, like, are you on it forever?
Like, let's put it this way. It's inevitable you're going to have, like, we're all going to feel all the symptoms you right. had of
it's
perimenopausal. But I'm going, I'd rather handle it in my 40s and 50s than 70s when everything's going downhill. And I'm trying to taper off. And then I'm like, I'm shredding. And, you know, like, I'm like a crackhead on a rocking
chair.
Well,
I think once you get postmenopausal and the hormones.
So it doesn't delay.
No.
It, I don't, you know, I'm not an expert.
I
think
wonder.
Once you get into like your 60s and 70s, then you're reaping the benefits of what you were giving your body.
Yeah.
And you know, it's hard because like for me, I didn't know my menopausal journey because my mother had a hysterectomy at the age of 40 and so did my sister.
So did my mom.
So
and Jenny and I talk about this all the time. We're like, we don't know. We have nothing to go on, really.
Wait, why did they have hysterectomy so early?
My mom had she had like a cyst and she made the decision.
I think then they were doing it more. Yeah. They were more aggressive about it. Yeah. I think now they would really, you know, want to ask, you know, is it that bad that you actually have to have a whole hysterectomy? But my mom, I think, just had like hard, painful cycles and was like, take it out.
Yeah.
Because that's how she is.
You know, and my mom was like, I'm finished.
Like a mole removal.
I'm done having kids. Yeah. I don't want to worry. Like,
it's all yours.
Yeah.
Take it. Take it. But then did your mom then start hormones after that?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Does that just cut the process in half where you're like, congrats, you don't have to experience menopause. You had a hysterectomy.
I think it throws you into early menopause.
It does.
And then I remember my mother getting hot flashes all the time. Like, I just remember her having hot flashes.
Interesting.
All the
my
time.
Mom, I'm terrified because she would have a hot flash. I'll never forget. What? We were all home and it was weird because we were like out of the house, but it was like Bert, Nanny, and I, and my mom and dad, and we were all sitting around the table. And my mom would get hot flashes that would make her throw up.
Oh, wow.
Like she'd start spinning, it would trigger vertigo. And then she was just throwing up on the kitchen table. And we were all like, oh my God. So now when I think of menopause, I'm like, oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Because she had it so bad.
Whoa.
And they say the younger you start, like you want to start HRT while you still have receptors open to receive it.
Yeah.
So I felt I waited a little too long. Like I probably should have started back at like 48, 49. But I'm always late to the party. Like I'm always really slow.
Waiting.
On,
yeah.
You know?
I wonder if it's like.
It's because I've never had to take a medicine every day. Like
I was just going to ask you that.
I've never had to do that. So now it's like I'm committing to doing this.
And it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
And then when you taper off one, you're like, yes, I'm only taking one pill a day.
Yeah. So
lucky
I've never
you.
Had to. I've never had to.
No, and that's a different. I know it is. It's a different mentality, knowing that you have to like,
be it really on is. It. Wait, can we Google the ideal age to start HRT?
I think it's different for everybody.
I know, but I wonder if there's like, I just want to know the range.
Before 60.
Well, obviously. So you should that your risk for complications with HRT is higher if you begin more than 10 years after menopause symptoms begin. Taking HRT in your 40s and 50s is typically not associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. What? Why would it? What? I wasn't thinking
you
that.
Should just start now.
Thinking about it. You know me. I love a good.
But then you're on it forever.
Yeah. until
you're
something
not
else
an
comes
expert,
along.
I thought.
I'm not an expert.
Shut your mouth. Be on it. I'll be like, hey, are we tapering off this year?
You're like, she's on your train.
By the way, I was like in the parking lot outside of Burn the other day, and I was talking to two other women, and we're all showing each other our patches.
Everyone
we're
like
pulling
has a patch.
Our pants
my,
down.
My friend
like,
just got one too.
Stop it! How you wear it for the week?
Twice a week.
Okay.
So Mondays and Thursdays.
You're just a nicer person. That's what I've heard.
Huh?
Everyone's
nicer
like, it made,
on the
yeah.
The
everyone's
estrogen?
Like, it's made me so much.
Oh,
nicer.
Oh, my husband says I'm nicer.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
he's like, why are you
like,
so nice?
Yeah, everyone's like, I'm so much nicer to my husband, and yeah. I'm like, maybe I need a patch.
Yeah, he says I'm nicer.
Patch
so.
It up, baby.
Don't patch me up yet. I'm not ready.
Yes, you are.
No. So, what are you working on now?
I just finished a movie called Horrified.
Okay.
With Busy Phillips.
Oh my gosh.
And Ron Perlman and Jason Baer. And,
amazing. Yeah, Busy was on last month, I think.
Yeah.
That's exciting. When does it come out?
We don't know.
Oh.
Because it's an indie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's amazing. She's amazing to work with.
She's pretty.
Oh my gosh.
She's always on.
So I don't think I've ever met anybody who, like, I'm. Because of years of discipline with having been a competitive figure skater yeah. and like all of that, I'm very professional on set and very much like ready to go every single take.
Yeah.
And like, and I've very rarely do I meet other actors who like,
yeah, you guys are similar
are
in
that
way, actually.
Same bar.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, she's at a higher level than even I am. Like, she's just like on it.
No, but I feel like that tracks. You guys are very, both very professional and focused.
Yeah.
What is your sign?
I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus.
Yeah.
You're May?
Yeah, May 1st.
She's May too, but she's a, oh no.
No, she's.
Cancer, sorry, June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
Because I know things. I'm a horoscope guru.
What are you?
Libra.
Libra.
My birthday's on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. On Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we have it on the family calendar.
That's
on
when
the
I start the patch.
What does that make you?
Oh, me? Libra. No.
What, you?
Me?
Yeah.
Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're Aquarius.
Okay.
She likes
why you love me.
She's very proud of me.
I'm so proud of you. So how many Aquarians do you know?
Not Zero. A lot.
No.
But I
they
love
are
being
rare.
A Taurus. I am
I'm a
say.
Unicorn in this.
You're what? Would you say?
I love being a Taurus.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tauruses are so solid. Always consistent.
I don't
love
know
that.
Anyone like you. Really don't.
No.
You don't what?
I don't really know anyone like you.
Oh. No.
Just solid.
I'm just solid.
Are you still friends with Allie? Do you
I
guys,
am.
Do you see her often?
I do.
Oh my yeah. God, what a throwback.
I do. She looks amazing.
I'm insane.
Wait, amazing.
What?
I
Wait.
Love her. We've been amazing. Chatting a little bit more over the last year, I think, but I still haven't really like seen her in person. I mean, we've talked and I've seen pictures yeah. of her. She looks crazy. She looks amazing.
Amazing.
But yeah, so Allie, you know Allie.
I know Allie.
I call
why
her
does
Mango.
She look amazing?
She's just like really gotten in shape. She's been mm-hmm. doing the shots, mm-hmm. like, and she's just killing it.
She's thriving.
She doesn't post, so I have no idea what she looks
I
like.
I have some body shots of her. I'll show you later. I know. That she
show
me
a body shot.
She stopped yeah. by my house yeah. last weekend, and I was like, I mean, we're almost the same size.
Shut
Stop
the
it.
F up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm going to be like, send me a selfie right now.
Yeah. I mean, she looks gorgeous. She's
and,
thriving.
And she, yeah. And she's just, it's her, like mentally, and she feels like she's just like.
Is
yeah.
she dating anyone?
Crushing.
No.
We need to get her someone
I know.
Solid.
She needs to get out.
She's a good
That's
yes,
the problem. We keep talking about that. And she keeps like, and the problem is I'm such a homebody.
Me too.
That I don't go out. Like,
well, at our
like,
age, you don't want to.
I hate getting dressed up. I hate yeah. putting on clothes.
Oh, shit.
I'm a homebody too. I've been talking about this more recently because I was forced to go to a bunch of concerts in the last few weeks.
You really were.
I really was. And I don't know. I own it and I'm proud of being a homebody in a way. But once I get out, I'm always okay. It's
yeah.
just the getting out.
Yeah, that's the same for me.
Ugh.
That's the same for me. And like, first of all, I love my home. Like, I love my house so much.
Isn't it the best?
That I'm like, why would I leave?
Exactly.
Like, where else am I going to go? Where, like...
Did you renovate? Is this the house you've been in a while?
Yeah. We did not renovate. Well, we renovated, like, a bathroom.
Okay. But it was pretty good, like,
It
to
was
go.
Great.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Love it.
We did have to do a lot of work on the outside.
Okay.
But the inside was incredible.
Okay. Well, that's so nice. I don't want to, like, fuss with a renovation
no,
ever again.
I'm very anti.
Ugh, it takes a toll.
I had to do it in my first marriage. I did it in my first marriage and it was awful.
Is it not?
Yeah.
I always wonder if I was doing it for someone else or like on a spec project or because I actually think I'm a good property, not property manager. I'm a good project manager. Yeah. I'm very micro. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it would push my buttons the same way it does if I'm doing it for me, you know, could I separate mm-hmm. myself from it if it wasn't for me? I always wonder because it is gratifying to see the transformation of a yeah. reno.
It is, but it's, first of all, I'm terrible with like budgets and numbers and math and all of that stuff.
I'm not
like,
good with budgets.
I'm horrible at that.
Yeah.
Thank God my husband is much better.
How is Rich? How's he doing?
He's doing great.
Yeah?
He's doing really good.
You've been married 10 years now?
We've been 13 married, God. 18 together. I'm a serial, whoa. I'm a so serial marialist.
I can't like, believe that you've been together that long. I remember when you met him.
Yeah. I literally met him 3 months after I filed for divorce.
I remember.
And like, I just, you know, I like being married.
You're like obviously being people like being married like being to you married. Too.
Yeah.
What is he up to now?
He is the chief brand officer of LAFC.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So do you go to a lot of games?
I used to.
Yeah.
I'm not a sports person.
You're like, I try either. Not to.
I'm not a sports person.
Not a sports person. And I'll go now. I also like, a little bit of my anxiety is driving on the freeway at night.
Get in line, sister.
Who is this? Okay. We have her? Is this our child?
Like, are you our baby?
Yeah. I'm your mom.
Yeah, Jesus. You have like a very youth, like you have like a sweet little you are, childlike.
But yeah, the 10, especially the 10 freeway at night.
Nightmare.
It's horrible.
And I feel like I can't, my depth perception, like the lights with me and I'm like, am I seeing it?
That happen to you guys? The lighty, like it's.
So I did LASIKs.
Okay.
So I did one eye for distance, one eye for reading.
Okay.
And they said that would happen.
Oh.
And I manage it really well, but I really don't like driving at night.
Because the dark seems dark and the lights seem like.
Yeah.
I think it was after I had Dom. And I thought maybe it was because of the pregnancy or something, or just maybe age, where it totally changed and where everything was like glary and it just, like it was much more
tail lights were strobe lights. And I was like, what's happening?
But now I understand why my mom years ago was like, I don't love driving at night. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no.
I was driving, I was coming home from seeing a friend and they live closer to downtown LA and I was on the freeway the other night and it was like maybe 7:30, so it was just getting dark.
Yeah.
And there was a guy driving behind, I'm assuming he's a guy, person driving behind me without their lights on.
Uh-uh.
And I got so scared.
Scary.
Because everybody else had their lights on and it was dark. Like it was time to put your lights on.
Yeah.
And I was terrified the whole way on the freeway and he was behind me the whole time without lights on.
Did you try to move away?
I did. Oh, I just was like, this is so creepy.
So creepy.
Like,
You know what's even worse than the 10?
What?
I drove home from an event the other night and it was like 9 o'clock and it was on Sunset and they're like, take Sunset to the 405. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. And then I'm like, 7 miles.
Yeah, oh, that's far.
It's this.
Oh, and then I had I had downloaded all these random songs for my son's little league for their walk-up songs. And like, I get on the 405 and I'm like, my eyes are strained and it starts playing Black Betty. And it's like, down there. And I'm like this. So I was like, if someone pulled me over, they would think I was on drugs. Cause I'm like, I can't see anything.
I don't know. But like on the main drug of Sunset, that kind of driving at night doesn't really bother me because it's pretty well lit.
Yeah.
It's the Bel Air area I go. Yeah. I was like, I can't even tell where turns are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you went through the Palisades.
That's how it's far.
No.
Oh, it's right before the Palisades.
Right before the Palisades.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry.
Right before. Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have made it out.
Yeah.
If I went that far.
So, you guys, I've set up all my Halloween stuff really early because last year, I don't have a ton of stuff, but I have some big, huge skeletons. You know,
you have the big skeleton.
I have, yeah. And then last year I got this massive werewolf, and I never set him up. And I was just like, I don't know.
We both got it, and we didn't set it up.
Some huge boxes, whatever. So I had my organizer girls. They help with like seasonal setting up and taking down. So like, if we're doing it, I want to do it early September. It's going to be up for 2 months. Set it all up. Set up the werewolf. He's massive. He's probably like eight feet tall.
Looks like Teen Wolf.
Wearing like a plaid shirt. And I plugged him in and I've left him on because really only if somebody walks by him
does he go off, right? So
is he outside?
He's outside.
Outside, okay.
So two nights ago, so he's been outside for, he's in my bedroom.
It's like, no, it's in my bathroom.
He's in my bedroom just for my own
pleasure. Massive werewolf. Is he outside?
Is he outside? Okay.
So he'd been outside for 5-6 days and at night, you know, nothing, he's not making noise because there's no movement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, it was two nights ago. It's like 3 a.m. and I hear him going off and I'm like, okay.
What does he say?
He goes, oh.
Wait, yours does that?
And then he goes.
Yeah. Mine only does that.
No. And he's then, like. And no, he howls.
He's a mukbanger.
It's a 30 second whole like loop, right? Luckily, I thought my neighbors were still in Europe, but I actually think they're home. Heard it once. I was like, okay, maybe someone's trying. Maybe it's an animal. So then 5 minutes go by. He starts doing it again. And it gets, you know, it's not stopping. It's going more frequently. I'm like, is someone trying to like steal him? Like, is somebody out there? Whatever. Finally, after 30 minutes of it, I put a pillow over my head. I kept hearing him. And now I'm having phantom. Even last night, mm-hmm. I had phantom hearing him. And I go outside and it's raining. And so the motion of the rain is triggering him on repeat.
Do you have him chained? So
no.
Nobody can steal him?
No.
Oh, I was like, he doesn't move.
He's in my yard, but you can see him from the road. So in theory, somebody could come get him.
Yeah.
Julie, where do you think we live?
Los Angeles. Los Angeles, California.
Do you have him chained?
By the way, he's so massive. If somebody wanted
to
take
him, fair.
I'd be like, you can have him. Like, yeah. You earned him.
Great work.
Where's the skeleton?
The skeleton is on the hillside. Like facing the road.
Do you have one or two?
I have the one of the
old.
How tall? The super tall one. And then I have one that's like 2 feet shorter.
You only got one?
I know. I need another one. And then I don't know where to store them. I don't have anywhere to store them. And then I have the one coming out of the ground on top of the garage.
I still haven't gotten that one. We are junkies when it comes to Halloween.
No, it looks like spirit Halloween. I have to
stop. Really gross.
It sounds like it. I don't decorate for Halloween, but I don't have kids. So
it doesn't matter. It's the fall vibes. You've got to do something on your porch.
I am on my porch.
Your porch.
I don't have a porch.
My whole house is gated.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like one glass wall. It's like, we don't have kids.
She might
the room.
Put it inside because it would be for her only.
Yeah, it would be inside. Yeah. And I would probably disco ball it.
Yeah.
I would like do like the
Target has really cute disco ball skeletons right now.
I know. I saw that. I was at Target yesterday.
I know.
I love my Target. I went overboard last year. I go overboard at Christmas. Like Christmas is my holiday. Like I decorate like crazy for Christmas.
You are like a lifetime original.
I respect that.
I love going overboard for Christmas.
Yeah. And last year I got into buying wooden nutcrackers and then gluing the little mirrored tiles all around them, making them like disco ball nutcrackers.
What?
Whoa.
You have an Etsy business in that.
I know.
I would buy one.
Can you send me a picture of one of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking about collecting nutcrackers.
That's what I do.
Whoa.
Like getting
every
one
year,
every year.
I get one.
Yeah, every year just get one.
I just get one.
And then have this like
nutcracker theme. You have an army of nutcrackers.
I was going to say a militia.
Yeah.
Are they normal size? Like
I try to keep my everything small because I do have an issue with garage storage and my husband not understanding why I have so much Christmas stuff and wanting to get rid of all of it. Uh-huh. And I have to keep everything kind of condensed. So I do like smaller nutcrackers. I would love a big one.
Do you have a fake tree?
I have 4 foot ones.
I do have a fake tree.
Do you do that every year?
I do.
I got one last year and I think I'm done with the real.
Love the real tree.
Yeah.
The problem is the taking it down is...
Taking it down sucks.
It's terrible.
It starts getting flaccid week two. Number three, who wants to fucking water it? Number four, the smell goes away right away.
Yeah.
It's like you used to get it for the smell.
Yeah.
And then it just looks like it's given up on life. Like all the ornaments are bringing it down.
Also, I used to wait until Thanksgiving to put up my tree. Uh-huh. And now I like to put up my tree like November 1st.
Ooh, see?
Like I am really like.
I definitely do it before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Definitely. I like to do it now. Like as soon as Halloween's over, okay, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And because I do it all myself, like I don't have any help. Yeah. I decorate
alone. Do you do Christmas lights?
I do it all myself.
Yeah. Outdoor Christmas lights.
No, I need.
I got she's a great like on guy. The roof.
You do. We need that.
Yeah, I have
that.
A great guy.
But I do all the house myself, and I find it very meditative. So I usually wait until my husband's out of town, and then I'll spend like 4 days. Just
it is
you know,
it's therapeutic.
Putting everything around and decorating and getting everything just right and going
getting
to
your first
going
like
to Home Goods store.
Fraser
love
Fur.
I love Home Goods.
We should be doing this together.
But I for seasonal stuff only. Goods. I Home Goods. Like for they have the
I took her randomly like mid year. And she was like, I never want to come back.
It was like, it was depressing. That particular one was.
That one was.
I went yesterday.
I love this.
I was looking for, I'm throwing a party for a friend in like a week and a half. And
at your house?
At my house. And my cake stand broke. Uh-huh. Like the top came off the bottom. So I was like, oh, maybe I could go there and find
a cake stand.
A cake stand.
Yeah.
I just didn't like anything they had. Yeah. And it,
you know who
and,
has
and
great
it
ones?
Felt terrible.
Magnolia at Target. She has great ones.
No, so I ended up going to Target.
Oh, you guys, are you the same person?
Yeah. I was kind of like, well, maybe I'll go to Home Goods and I'll find something that's different, that's not
and
at
bigger,
Target.
So it's not like.
And then I ended up at Target
no,
anyway.
I know. I start at Home Goods and then I just default to Target.
Because you
I
don't
just,
know what they're going to have or not.
They have a lot of Halloween stuff out.
Home Goods? Uh-huh. Yeah, but it bums me out.
They have a ton.
It's like live, laugh, spooky. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like,
they actually had something that was really cute.
You're
going
to make that one.
You know those like marble cutting boards, like the marble ones, like a cheese board?
Yeah.
But they had it in the shape of a ghost and it was really cute.
That's cute.
And I was like, I don't decorate for Halloween, so why would I need that?
Like one Halloween piece.
Do you know what my pet peeve is? My friend that I grew up with, we always joke. Like, ugh, I hate the witch's legs.
Yes.
What?
Knock my body
with the,
in a dumpster.
With the red shoes?
Oh, on the
stick
car?
You stick them in the ground and it's two witch's legs sticking up.
Oh, I've seen that in the trunk of someone's car, like dangling.
Yeah, they're dangling.
No.
Kill me. Live, love, spooky. Yeah.
Live, love, spooky. Live, love,
spooky. Spooks inside. And I'm like, no. What's brewing?
Now, do you guys do like a haunted house at your house? Or
I could. We were thinking about it.
You should.
Because they shut down our street for Halloween.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so everyone has their thing. Like one house does like Jello shots. Like it's like tons of kids come to trick or treat.
But like, how appropriate.
Yeah.
Kids love it.
But at least like some people do like, they've got like 20 feet from the sidewalk to that, you know, so they do like, Mike's like, we could transform the entire backyard. I'm like, then it's dark and we've got a bunch of like GP.
Who are you hiring people to do a haunted house?
We haven't flushed it out that far.
Yeah, you would need some extra hands on deck.
I went to some point in my life, and I don't know when, some backyard haunted house thing that a friend did. And I just remember it was kind of gross, but it kind of freaked me out. We had to like walk through this tunnel, like they had this tunnel, and then somebody shoved like a grape in your ear. And it's like the weirdest feeling.
Ew.
Having a grape shoved into your ear.
What did you think of the Emmys overall?
Oh, you want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
I was not a fan of the host.
Okay.
Even though I like his comedy.
Me too.
I just don't think he's host material.
I thought the first opening thing was funny.
Yeah.
And then after that,
it just didn't work.
Yeah.
And I did not like the countdown clock.
It was enough. It was like, stop.
Yeah. And I felt, you know, you had so many people who it was their first time winning.
Yeah.
And let them have their moment. Like, I get raising money, but same. I felt like it was kind of mean-spirited.
Yes.
And.
What was the countdown? I didn't watch.
So, again, once, twice, you want to mention it. It's kind of a funny thing. Basically, he was saying he was going to donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club if everyone kept their speeches under
a minute.
Yeah. So, but he kept reiterating it
if somebody's speech started going over a minute, then they would do like they would show like the money and then how much money they were eating up
in the red.
And and it just felt mean spirited and it felt like
it takes away from their moment.
It does. And it's like one of the reasons why I watch the Emmys is, you know, I want to hear those amazing speeches. I want to be a part of that moment for that person, for that win.
Yeah.
And I felt like people were just trying to race through.
Yeah.
And
you
didn't have that inspiration, except for the girl who won for the Penguin when she was like, I love acting. Like, I love that.
She was great.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Penguin?
I watched a couple episodes of it. Not my type of show, but she's phenomenal.
She was great.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole show. I was so, yeah, I loved her speech too. She was so excited. And that's exactly, that's why you watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just felt like, and then the poor kid who won.
For adolescence.
Yeah. Like, you know, he just started acting like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wins like one of the biggest awards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has to go on stage in front of all these people and give a speech.
And then they have the added pressure.
And then the added pressure of the class. But I thought he was so wonderful and did such a great job. Yeah. And I will say the host was like, I'm paying for the kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, I just felt it was not.
He better still have given the Boys and Girls Club that money, I'm sure.
I think he did.
Did you watch Adolescence?
I did.
I heard it's super disturbing, but obviously it's, you know.
I cried.
I loved it on so many different levels.
Yeah.
Aside from the storytelling aspect, the way they told the story using one camera, one shot for 60 minutes was like incredible.
Yeah.
Like it was exciting to watch how they were doing it.
I think I have to watch it just because of all of those elements.
You do.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. Like it's really well done.
I got it. Very unique and inventive.
And, you know, the work is extraordinary. I loved it. I was so happy that they won all the awards.
I haven't heard anyone who's seen it say that they didn't like it. Everybody is pretty impressed by it.
And I'll tell you, I didn't like it.
I thought it was boring.
Oh, you did?
You're boring.
No. <Just kidding. laughs> It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to like everything we like.
No.
How long did you give it?
3 episodes, and I think there were 4 total.
Oh. All right. Fair enough.
I thought prior to seeing Adolescence, I thought the Menendez brothers thing was going to win because again, that groundbreaking scene where he's confessing or he's not confessing, but he's in the room talking to his lawyer and it's one shot and it's slowly moving and it's like a 30-minute scene or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I had to watch that. I watched it 5 times. I was like, oh my God, this
really
is
good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is incredible. Wow. I have never seen anything
Has
like
anyone
this.
Anyone done that since Casino? Remember Casino had the longest running shot ever?
Did they?
I think that was the first time.
Yeah.
It was 2-minute uninterrupted and it was going through.
Yeah. So it was really incredible. I thought that was the surefire winner.
Yeah.
I was like, they just won every Emmy.
Yeah.
Forget everybody else. You just won every Emmy. This was extraordinary. And then I saw Adolescence and was like,
you knew.
Wow, they took it even further.
Yeah.
And it
the
was.
The whole damn series.
They did the whole episode.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on. We've taken a lot of your time.
Oh, thank you.
I need you.
So fun.
You're fun.
I'm so glad I ran into you.